Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them, who keeps his promise forever, who gives justice to those who are
from the letter of James. Be patient, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Last week we read of John the Baptist at the beginning of his ministry. He's baptizing people in the River Jordan. This week, we again encounter John, but this time, he's in prison, and he's full of doubt, full of questions about himself and about his cousin, Jesus. The reports he gets from his followers when they come to the prison at visiting hours is that Jesus is not acting like the Messiah should act. He is not following tradition. He is not observing the law. He is not what they expected. His disciples tell John that Jesus is going to parties, that he's been seen hanging out with prostitutes, that he is friendly with those despised tax collectors. He's eating and drinking with these undesirables. So John sends his disciples to Jesus to ask, "Are you the one to come, or are we to wait for another? Are you the one to come, or do we wait for someone else?" And I believe that is the question for every one of us here this morning. Jesus, are you the one? And at first blush, without much thought, we might quickly say, well, of course, Jesus is the Messiah. But let's not be so fast with our answer. If this Jesus really is the good news of God, then why is there still so much suffering and pain, evil and destruction, hurt and brokenness in God's creation? This season of Advent is one of paradox. All too often, you and I like things to be all cut and dried, All too often we think that's the stuff of Christianity. It's this way and that's it. But paradox is part and parcel of faith. Michael Blake wrote in his book, The Tent Maker, one of the essential paradoxes of Advent is that while we wait for God, we are with God all along. That while we need to be reassured of God's arrival or the arrival of our homecoming, we are already at home. While we wait, we have to trust, to have faith. But it is God's grace that gives us that faith. As with all spiritual knowledge, two things are true and equally true at once. The mind can't grasp paradox. It is the knowledge of the soul. It is the knowledge of the soul. And so here we are on this third Sunday in Advent. We are seekers who have been found. We ask questions when we have the answer. In today's gospel lesson, John the Baptist is in prison in more ways than one. And in that darkness, he is engaged in what all of us must come to. John, in the bowels of Herod's jail, is us. And he is the prototype of Advent hope. He lives in the dark world between what is and what is hoped for. Are you the one? And how does Jesus answer John's question? You go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the people have good news brought to them. And when they heard Jesus answer, they knew what he was proclaiming, because they remembered the words of the prophet Isaiah when he described Messiah. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For those with ears to hear and understand, it was clear. Jesus was saying in no uncertain terms, yes, I am the promised one. I am Messiah. Now remember, the prevalent belief in Jesus' religious world was that the people he mentioned weren't fit for the community of faith. The blind, the lame, the deaf, the leper, all of these people were excluded because they weren't whole. They were blemished. They were not acceptable. Jesus was saying by word and by action, all are acceptable to him. All are acceptable to him. He makes them whole. He makes them acceptable. He saves them by his love and power. But let's face it, those are not the categories by which we discriminate and judge people today. No, we live in a world where people are often divided into two categories. They are either well-to-do, popular, well-connected, and valuable, or they are those who are down and out for one reason or another and are not valued. The Lord of life, the Jesus I know, says to you and to me and to all people, regardless of how unacceptable the world might think they are, he says, you are acceptable. And when we hear that good news, there will be some changes in our lives. Less judging, more loving. Less criticism, more acceptance. The changes that Jesus showed to John's disciples moved people from despair to hope, from darkness to light, from limping to leaping, from sickness to wellness, from death to life. The message John proclaimed was simple. Repent, change, Messiah is coming. And Jesus is the one who came and changed everything. Our whole outlook on life is changed because we can see ourselves as beloved and we can see others as beloved. No longer are there those among us who may be labeled as unacceptable or outcasts of the human family. Jesus accepts and changes all who come to him. This holy season of Advent is a time of watching and waiting. A time of realizing that God never gives up on us. It is a time of expectation, a time that prepares us for the birth of the one who comes to declare us beloved, accepted, and empowered. Beloved by our God, accepted by our God, and empowered by our God to love and accept others. Amen.
Stand and recite with me the Nicene Creed, page 9 in the bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God of God, light of light.
Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down.
Jesus said that the signs of God's dominion were to be seen in the healing of the sick, the raising of the dead to new life, and the preaching of good news to the poor. Let us pray that our lives may be the instruments of God's work in the world, saying, O God, most worthy of praise, hear our prayer. We thank you, God, for the gift of creation. Grant that we, who bear your image, may be faithful stewards of your gift and administer its bounty with wisdom for the good of all your creatures. O God, most worthy of praise. We thank you that you have called us to be your people. Give us patience as we await your coming, and grant us wisdom to discern your will in our daily lives, that each of us may serve others for the building up of our common life. O God, most worthy of praise.
Hear our prayer.
We thank you for the community of faith throughout the world. Strengthen your church as it witnesses to your love. Guide us in the fulfillment of your mission, that all may be one. O God, most worthy of praise.
Hear our prayer.
We thank you for the privilege of ministering to others. We remember before you all who are sick or in need, especially those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, JR, Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul,
Marie,
Jeff, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brian, Teddy, Richard, Graham, Jeff, Regina, Irene, Larry, Jean, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Baylor, Lorraine, Shay, Margaret, Don, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Eddie, Alberta, Joyce, Queenie, Tom, Allison, Jim, Chad, Angela, Nancy, Judy, Sally, Tony, Max, Eddie, Gordon, Robert, Sheila, Steve, Becky, Robin, and Beth. We pray for those who have died. Grant us the grace to accept suffering with patience and to be strengthened by our common life in the body of Christ. O God, most worthy of praise. We thank you for your countless gifts. Above all, we thank you for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for our unity in him through baptism. O God, most worthy of praise. Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Melissa Marsden Maples. We give thanks for those celebrating anniversaries this week, especially Debbie and Don Simon. We offer our thanksgiving and prayers to you, the one God and the source of light and life, now and forever.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ,
Have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Peace of the Lord be always with you. A couple of announcements today. Remind you that the Flower Guild is urging you to sign up to give a poinsettia, I think that's the way you pronounce it, for Christmas. The sign-up sheet is on the door, so please sign up if you'd like to give one of those flowers. And then the other brief announcement is that the adult class has concluded its study of the current book it's been working with. And next Sunday, we'll spend time discussing what we might want to do for the next quarter or so. So we encourage your attendance. There's a light breakfast at 9, and then the class goes until 10. So if you've not been coming, we encourage you to do so and have your input as to what we might be studying for the next couple of months. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
It's nigh, it seems to say. Cast away the works of darkness, O ye children of the day. Wakened by the solemn morning, let the earth-bound soul arise. Christ the Son, dispelling, shines upon the morning skies. Though the lamp so long expected, comes with heart from
him. Let us all with tears of sorrow
pray that we may be forgiven.
That when pity,
God with mercy, comes with glories, and the world is wrapped in.
Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks to
it is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Good luck. You're alive. Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Rejoicing in the power.